Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to, oh my gosh, you know what I just realized?
What?
So this is our February listener episode, which means that this is the first time.
This is our March.
Oh.
First time what, Christine? Finish the sentence.
I was going to say, it's the first time we've done a second listener episode of the month. Like,
nope, it's our second time. Although I will say last March's was quite rocky.
I don't remember it.
We were still texting people to desperately. Guys, fun fact, our very first listeners episode back in February 2017, we knew that we wanted to do a listeners episode, but literally not a single person had emailed us a story. And so we were frantically texting our friends to send in any ghost story they could think of on the spot.
Like while we were recording.
And then we were recording and pretending we didn't know who they were. We were like, wow, thanks, Addie. Thanks for being a listener.
We read each other's friends so that we wouldn't like give away the fact that we knew them. God, that's embarrassing.
Maybe we're still doing
what
that.
What if we still did that?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
We're not that creative.
We're not. We don't have that many friends.
But look how far we've come. Can you imagine if every single month we had to text like 4 to 6 people?
We don't know this many
people. I don't know.
High five.
Good for us.
Sorry, I thought it was the wrong month.
Well,
I saved this file.
Sorry how we started.
I saved this file as February listener stories, so I don't know why.
Precious.
My computer let me do that. Okay. Well, we're here with your stories no matter what month it is.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, that's the case.
Okay, let's just all totally forget everything we just said, because I know Christine's not going to edit it out, although we really should. But now we all know something about ourselves.
What did we learn today?
We learned that we have 6 listeners episodes to get through.
Good.
Let's do those.
Stories, let's not just, episodes, please.
Let's just get to the meat of it.
Okay, who wants to start?
I'm not here. I do.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Then do it.
I'm not saying do it. I'm just saying don't not do it
and don't wait any longer to not do it.
Hurry up. Okay, so this is from Jessica. Her subject line, which is why I'm reading it, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Because it got me going. It was entitled, in caps, beep, bop, boop. Listen. Just like Christine.
It says listen to.
Yeah.
Beep, boop, bop.
And then for me, because she's got to pull on my heartstrings a little bit. She says, I'm Canadian and left-handed with a winky face.
Come on.
Jessica knows.
Jessica, you had me for a second, and then you went away.
Nope. She was trying to entice you, but she was really trying to win me. And you know what? Job well done.
I was just in the way.
Also, fun fact, Jessica, this is the first time I'm reading your email. Jessica wrote, I hope that worked in getting your attention.
Oh,
well,
that's weird.
Well, Jessica, how you doing?
Wow.
So I feel like I could say a million things to you. First off, I love you both. Love your friendship. Love your dog. And all around, I'm just infatuated.
Aw.
And then just to twist my arm a little more. Let's crack into it.
Come on. Jessica's like.
Jessica's fighting for it. She's like, Allison, who?
Oh, my God.
Allison, who? Okay.
She has like flashcards with all her details written on it.
She actually has a poster of us like
oh my.
On her ceiling or something.
That she drew herself.
Yeah. Out of wine.
Oh, sure.
Okay. It says, I have literally been living for your podcast over the last 6 weeks. Glad to do that for you, Jessica.
You're welcome.
I started off the new year seeing the numbers 1111 everywhere and feeling beyond in control and ready to take on the world. You go, girl.
Hell yeah.
Then I had an instant pot fall on my head and it gave me a concussion.
Wait. That happened to me, but with an eye home one time.
Yes. And your brother with a clock.
I got a black eye from it.
Yes.
Good times.
What were you doing with that iPhone? Eye home.
I was looking
Holding it above you.
Well, I was looking if there was a serial number on it. And I was lying down on my bed, and then I let go.
The gist of this, though, is that she was, like, all hyped up. And then, like, ready to take on the world. And then God was like, no, no.
Here's a crock pot falling on your face.
She said, thank goodness the doctor at the ER told me I had to rest with no screens, etc., except maybe light podcasts.
Poor thing.
I'm sorry. Light music or podcasts.
Right.
So, like, thank God she can listen to us. So.
Thank God she can listen to our music.
Pass.
The
cranberry
sauce.
We're
having
mashed
potatoes.
Ooh, the turkey
looks
great.
Thank
you
for
loving
me.
Thank
you
for
being
there.
Everyone's
thanking
the
whole
world.
Thanking
you
for
thanking
us
for
thanking
you.
Kill the turkey. That's our music, Jess. You got a 2-in-1.
You got to hit the 15 rewind button and listen to it over and over again. That's what your doctor said.
So she said, anyway, she gets to listen to podcasts, bring on the love affair with everything, and that's why we drink.
Very kind.
And then she said, so many stories I can share. My mom is from England, and as a teenager, she babysat two little kids who shared a room. The kids were still awake long after my mom tucked them in. When she went back in to say it's time to go to sleep, without skipping a beat, they told her that it was just Nana and Granddad reading them their bedtime story.
Ugh.
And both of them were dead.
Oh, good.
While I was in college, I was always afraid of my closet in the bedroom. I had reoccurring dreams of a young girl bound in the closet screaming, Jess, go to a fucking shrink.
Oh, my God.
And I just finished the anniversary episode. I have 3 kids under 6 and have been prego. Prego, girl, you were leaving me on this whole time.
Prego my ego. Listen, Jessica,
she's shady.
Just dropped you like a hot potato.
Wow. that was a tease, Jess. I have 3 kids under 6 and have been prego or with a baby on my boob. Okay, for the last 6.5 years, and have felt a closeness of spirits in my life.
Ooh.
But it seemed to stop each time I was pregnant. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
It's like
we're here now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Let's read on. When my first child was born, a family friend named Connie, whom is very in tune, came to visit and informed me that my son was a very old soul. Oh, man. We always felt that way. And everywhere he goes, people will say the same. He spoke at a very early age and was constantly talking about his father from about 2.5 years old until about 4 years old. We always just went with it. But he was adamant that his father was not his dad, who's my husband.
Oh, man. That poor dad.
It's like, come on.
You're my firstborn son.
He was super tall, the dad that he's talking about, was super tall and lived in a brown brick apartment building. Note, my son has never even been in an apartment building and could explain details about this place.
Whoa.
Along the waterfront in our city here is an old locomotive. My son always says, there's my old locomotive.
What?
Wow. Even now, at almost 6 years old, he will say, that's my old locomotive, and explain details about it. He used to talk about how his father taught him how to surf and all sorts of other things that I wish I could have recorded knowing what I now know from your podcast.
What?
Also, first of all, fucking crazy.
Creepy.
I would be pissed if I just saw my locomotive somewhere else when it's clearly a vintage, expensive-ass car.
A locomotive is a train, Em.
Oh, it is.
What did you think it was?
I don't know where my head was.
Like a limousine?
I wasn't even thinking of a car, which is the weird part of that. I wasn't thinking of anything. Just an old vehicle.
Sure. I mean, I guess it is an old vehicle. Choo-choo.
I'm sorry. I'm just still heartbroken a little over Jess.
I know. She really dropped you hard. Sorry.
She says, also, while I was a stay-at-home mom, I cleaned a giant old printing facility alone and felt like I was always being watched. Ugh. It was never an ominous. What the fuck is wrong with me? It was never an ominous feeling, but I felt very uncomfortable because it was as if I was being judged.
Oh. Hmm. So, like, your mom was just standing around the corner like,
yeah.
You missed a spot.
Yeah, so it felt like Christmas and you were home for the holidays? That's what it felt like? I contacted Connie and she said there was a grumpy old man named Harry and it was his business. I wasn't sure about that because it was my friend's family business, which has been passed down from her grandfather to her father and now to her. Connie suggested that I just talk to him and let him know that I was there to help take care of his business and that I would prefer if he left me alone while I did my work. No joke, I never felt anything again. I asked my friend who owns the business and she said that her grandfather co-owned it with Harry Haynes.
No!
The business is called Haynes. What the fuck? And no, not Haynes like the underwear. She didn't say that, but it's spelled differently. So I'm just...
Oh, I got you.
Before people say anything. If this makes it on the air somehow, could you not read this last part? But... love you guys. Cheers. And give Gio a huge nuzzle for me, Jess.
Oh, thanks, Jess. Em's a little salty, but...
Thanks, Jess, for nothing.
No. I'm into it.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. Although I do have questions for your child about his car train.
I'm going to start calling. If my old vehicle is somewhere else.
Yes. All right.
Okay. I'm just going to pick one. Oh, my. Okay, great. This is the one I just randomly clicked on.
Love it.
I mean, we have them saved in a folder, but I just randomly clicked on it.
Cool.
This is from Julia.
Okay. Hi, Julia.
The subject is the murder of my babysitter.
Ah, fuck, Julia. I know.
That's kind of why I felt that way. Hey, guys. The story that I have for you is mainly a crime story, but has some paranormal in it, too.
Well, so that's what we're here for, Julia.
I mean, come on.
Big J?
Come on, Big J. Stupid. He's going to be like, this is why.
She'll be like, and that's why I fucking drink and never listen to this podcast.
Sorry for all the mistakes. English is not my first language.
It's not Christine's either. But if I've heard that excuse one time, I've heard it a thousand times. Listen, Julia,
stop making excuses. I'm not allowed to. You're not allowed to. When I was little, I used to live in Croatia. During my time there, I had this amazing babysitter who also happened to be our cleaning lady. Her name was Snishana.
Okay. It probably wasn't.
It says pronounced Snishana.
Okay.
Her name was Snishana. She was the best babysitter you could imagine. We would play together, I would help her do her chores, and she would bring me toys, which used to be her daughter's. Mm. Although I didn't realize it at the time, she was in an abusive relationship. She would come to us with bruises, and once she even had a bald spot after her husband had ripped out her hair.
Shit!
My mom was close with her, so she tried to help herself, knowing how terrible it is. My dad is an abusive alcoholic. Throughout the 5 years she worked at our house, my mom managed to get her a great lawyer and help her as much as she could. Sadly, at the end of those 5 years, I was moving back to Poland, my home country. From what my mom told me, the divorce was going the right way. Snishana was really happy. A year after we had moved, we visited her back in Croatia, and I remember her saying that she was as happy as she could be. The divorce ended, and he wasn't allowed to be near her anymore. What I didn't know was that this was the last time I would see her again. 2 years after we had moved out, my mom got a call from her friend. She asked her what Snishana's surname was and broke down hearing the answer. The night before, she was shot by her ex-husband while returning home from work. After shooting her, the man immediately killed himself with the same gun. Apparently, 3 months before, he had started harassing her again. And here comes the paranormal stuff. The night she was shot, I was cleaning my room, and the porcelain doll she gave me the day we were leaving fell from the shelf and shattered its head, the same place Snishana was shot. In a few days, 4 years will have passed from her death, and I still have problems remembering she's actually dead. It's hard to me knowing she was my childhood friend. Love your podcast, and can't wait for new stories. Peace out, Julia.
Oh, my God.
Aww.
Julia.
That's very sad.
That's super sad. I was really close with my babysitter, too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. That's super sad.
That's tragic.
Aw.
Especially in an abusive relationship.
I will say it's nice that there is a mix of both of our content. There's That's a true crime and a paranormal. That's a rare story to get.
That is very rare.
Although I'm sorry that had to happen to someone you love.
Me too. All right, you're up.
Okay. Okay, so this one is from Alexandra.
Okay.
And it is titled, Help, I'm in the Wrong Universe. Ditto, bitch.
Let's all go.
Let's all get out of here.
Get the hell out of Dodge.
I was supposed to be in the one where, like, pools are made of ice cream and, like, dogs can talk.
Right.
Oh, also, we don't, like, work and politics aren't a thing. Anyway.
I mean, I feel like in another universe, you and I were like, God, we want to live in a universe where we talk about ghosts for a living.
There's another universe out there where we're like, what's a ghost?
Oh, God.
I don't want to live in that world.
That's no fun.
Anyway, we've made it about ourselves, Alexandra. Can't you tell?
I mean, that's what we do.
That's the right universe.
It revolves around us.
So Alexandra says, listen.
Oh, my God, listen.
So we will.
I'm listening.
My husband went to a college where they needed a sponsor. His was a nice older woman that he had a good relationship with. After he graduated and we first started dating, he was attempting to get in touch with her, but was having a hard time. That's when he found her obituary.
Oh.
I even remember him talking to his dad on the phone about it the next day. Skip to 3 years later, and it's my last winter break of college, and we are taking a road trip from Alabama to Washington. The route was through the Southwest and up the West Coast. Throughout all the weird towns, late nights, not knowing where the hell we were, am I constantly being sick from a migraine and a stomach bug, we made it to the Washington coast in about a week and a half. Christmas Day rolls around, and we're chilling with the friends.
Oh, you know those ones.
Like, you know, Ross and Rachel.
I have so many of those.
We're staying with them when my husband gets a text. He gets a weird look on his face, glances to me, and tells me it's his sponsor, the dead one. I suggest maybe it's her family or something reaching out. He tells me that it would be weird because the text was in her way of texting. He ended up calling and having a conversation like, okay, no big deal. She's just back from the dead. I'm fully convinced that I'm in an alternate dimension or parallel universe. Probably something happened in the weird part of the U.S. during a night on our trip, and we, or maybe just me, ended up here.
What?
Whatever it is, I'm glad I ended up in the universe where you guys made such an awesome podcast.
Me too.
Keep drinking like the world is ending, and give Gio a good tummy rub for me. Cheers, Alexandra.
What?
That, okay.
Wait, so he talked to her on the phone.
Yeah, so
holy
like.
Holy shit.
My favorite kind of story, which I have never covered because I would just get way too invested in it, is Glitches in the Matrix.
That is my favorite subreddit.
Literally, that's the subreddit I read whenever I'm trying to fall asleep and I can't. Like, reading makes me really, really tired.
Right.
So I'll just pick a subreddit. But, like, my go-to one every time is
so
Glitches in the Matrix.
Good, you guys.
There was one I read on Reddit of this guy who he literally had a 10-year glitch in the Matrix where he remembers everything, like remembers his wife that he had, the kids that he made with that wife,
what?
Their house, the town, and everything. And then all of a sudden woke up and he was 10 years younger,
no.
Had never met any of them, tried like Facebooking her and she was a totally different person.
What?
Like went to their town where like the whole house was and like literally found the house, knew the entire, like all the details of the house and had never actually been inside. And there was a whole other family living there.
Jesus, that freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Those freak me out so much.
It freaks me out because, like, that's too many people have experienced it for me to not.
And it, yeah, and it freaks me out because, like,
it's. What if this is a glitch? And, like, one day we wake up and we're, like.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what freaks me out is that it's out of your control and you have no. There's no way of, like, controlling that. Like, mm-hmm. At least with a ghost, you can be like, oh, I sage it or close my eyes or something.
Yeah, it'll but, like, you could literally, like. Definitely, like, no control, and then, like, it's almost a reset button that you wish wouldn't get reset.
Yeah, and you, how are you supposed to go back?
Yeah, it's like, well, you don't even.
Ugh. That's creepy.
Anyway, thank you, Alexandra.
Thank you. Okay, so this is from Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah.
Here we go. The subject line is it cheating if you get your steps in while you sleep?
No.
I say there's no such thing as cheating when it comes to fitness.
I say, why are you even having any fitness at all?
Take shortcuts. Hi, I'm Christine and Gio. Hi.
Hi.
I just recently started listening to your podcast a few weeks ago. I keep thinking I'm going to expand my podcast listen list, but I always end up back with AZWWD. Told
welcome.
You, we're the gravity center of the universe.
Yes.
I am recovering from a head injury. What is all these people with head injuries?
I don't know, and I don't like it.
I'm really glad that we appeal to people with head injuries. They're like, well, I don't know why.
Oh, shit. If we ever do a live show, everyone's going to come like all taped up.
My doctor told me I need to be here. Your voice is one of the only things that doesn't give me a headache. Well, that's nice.
Well, you're the only person to ever say that.
No, yeah. So thank you. Listen.
Okay.
I have a strange story to share. A couple of years ago, I had an extremely long and vivid dream that I was walking around Seattle. I live in Portland now, but I used to live in Seattle. In the dream, I visited all of my favorite places and walked around the city for what seemed like hours. When I woke up, I felt a little disoriented. My dreams are often very colorful and complex, but I felt really confused, like I wasn't sure what was real. So I look at my phone and it has one of those step counter things. My phone then informs me that between midnight and when I woke up at 6 a.m., I had walked 11,682 steps.
Wow. I wish my guardian angels were fucking taking me to the gym when I'm sleeping and I don't have to remember the pain.
I thought maybe I slept with my phone and moved it around, but that wouldn't explain the number of steps. It had been sitting in exactly the same spot as always on my nightstand. Guys, this totally freaked me out. I have never sleptwalked in my life. A fact that can be verified by my husband sleeping next to me. if my snoring wakes him up, I think my frantic jogging around the apartment in the dead of night would have woken him as well.
Yes.
My phone has never done anything like that before or since. So I still wonder to this day whether somehow the dream was real. Did I somehow figure out how to teleport to Seattle in the daytime and walk 5 miles? Friends and family assured me that Samsung's step counter malfunctions sometimes, but I just feel like it's too much of a coincidence to brush off. Anyway, it's a mystery left unsolved. So far, I haven't met another person who had this happen to them. Has this ever happened to you?
No.
Hell no.
But it does sound like that story where someone wrote it in where they felt like the place was haunted, and then all of a sudden they like found a video of them walking around.
Oh yeah, she woke up with like a video like of muddy her feet. Shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, so creepy.
That sounds something like that.
Attached is a screenshot of the step counter. That is bananas.
Out of 6,000, so you almost hit double. I like how your ghost was like, "Nah, less than 400 steps to go to go double or nothing." But I guess we'll just go to bed.
That's
now.
That's enough. But she burned 463 calories between midnight and when she woke up.
You know what? Maybe she wasn't doing any of the stepping. Maybe a ghost took her phone and was like, "I need my own fucking
steps."
And
it's steps. Like, "Wee!"
Yeah, it's like I like my fitness too.
It just wanted to like do a Facebook Live of Seattle. that is bananas. I'm sorry. This one really freaks me out for some reason, like, because astral projection and all
it's
that
It's very
stuff.
Much like another out of control thing.
Especially if she, like, remembers everything from walking around the neighborhood and, like, wakes up to all the steps on her phone. That really freaks me out. Anyway.
Too much.
Thanks for providing the perfect place to share my story. You guys rock. And I'm looking forward to more great stories. Aaliyah.
Thanks Aaliyah. Hey.
Listen, that's Hello. Just what we do. Fresh.
Okay, I've got one more. You've got one more.
Oh, great.
Great. This one is from Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
Alyssa says, "Hi, guys.
Hi.
I love your podcast.
Oh, my God. We love you.
And always wanted to be featured on a listener story. Well, hey, girl. How you doing?
We make dreams come true.
Anyways, I have always been terrified of ghosts and goblins and ghouls." That's a
goblins.
Being really discriminatory of a lot of people there.
A lot of mythical creatures.
A lot of creatures that probably won't get you. I chose not to associate with them due to the fact that I enjoy sleeping at night. Well,
you're smarter than us.
Wise. But last February, it felt like all the ghosts were ambushing me for not believing for so long.
What?
I'm from Toronto, Canada. Why? That you buried your lead.
I mean,
that's the thing.
Should have started with that.
Should have said, "I'm Alyssa from Canada."
And let us know if you're pregnant up top, because otherwise Em's heart will break.
Do I have a chance to become a Canadian member of
the
world?
That's right.
And in February, I visited Ottawa, which is Canada's capital. Don't talk to me like I don't know about Canada's capital.
She's telling me. The plebeian in the room.
I was with a few friends and we were on a budget, so we stayed in a hostel. Oh, sounds like Allison was on this fucking trip.
I'm going to leave that in there.
Oh, Allison loves a good hostel. Mm. I do not. The hostel was called the High Ottawa Jail.
Okay, well,
Allison set this up, clearly.
Allison's clearly there right now.
This is going to be me and Allison's negotiation when I want to travel to Canada. She's like, fine, but a hostel.
We're staying in this jail / hostel.
It happened to be the old jail that closed down in the 80s. Little did I know that it was one of the most haunted places in the world. Oh, I'm scared for my own future now.
God.
The first night, I felt uncomfortable and uneasy because the place was really creepy. Just a side note, they used Ouija boards as decor.
Ew.
It's like Allison bought an Airbnb, you decorated it, and this poor Canadian woman.
And then Em shows up and we're like, surprise, you live here now.
I was lying on my bottom bunk while the other three girls were asleep when I heard a jingling noise, almost like keys were being dragged against a set of bars or something.
Ugh.
I decided to...
I'm sorry, that noise you just made.
That's going into our new theme song.
Oh, beautiful.
I decided to brush it off and fell asleep with my flashlight on because, duh.
Oh, wow.
The next day, my phone stopped working. It would turn off and not work until I left the building, which was annoying to say the least. Annoying or scary? It would die the moment I went to the bottom floor and wouldn't revive until I got up to another floor.
Oh, weird. I was going to say it's probably the flashlight being on all night, but I guess if it turns
on. Yeah, it's
on
like
and off,
only in the space that she needs it that it won't turn on.
That's just mean.
Again, I brushed this off and continued on. The night the girls said they wanted to play with a Ouija board in the room that used to be a solitary confinement space, my reaction was in Christine's voice, nope. I went back up to the room as I was feeling sick. All of a sudden, I was nauseous and throwing up, which has never happened to me before. As soon as I went outside for air, I was fine. Since I was feeling so sick, I went right to bed. I woke up at 3 a.m., of course. With my own, with my iPhone blaring some 1900 song that I did not have on my phone, nor did I play before bed.
I'm sorry.
I got up to go to the bathroom and I started smelling heavy cigar smoke.
Oh my God.
I decided to splash cold water in my face because maybe I was playing tricks on myself. When I looked up into the mirror, I saw a tall man behind me and I screamed.
No.
I quickly exited the bathroom and crawled back into my bed. I grabbed a pan from the kitchen in our room as a weapon. Good girl. Throughout the rest of the night, I heard banging and jingling. The next day, we decided to do a tour of the old jail. The tour guide explained that it was haunted and confirmed all the things that I was experiencing.
Great.
On the ride home, I told my friends about the figure I saw, and they explained that while playing with the Ouija board, they spoke to a man who had been wrongfully convicted. When they asked him to reveal himself, the board said, "Ask friend."
M.
And they didn't realize they were talking about me at the time.
My whole body is like covered in chills right now.
Since this experience, I've been spooked and have a firmer belief in the supernatural. I hope you enjoyed this story. There's more experiences I have to share. Until then, hashtag team milkshake, because I'm lactose intolerant and love living life on the edge. Thanks for reading, XOXO Alyssa.
I like how she says, I didn't tell them until the ride home. I was like, if I saw a fucking man in my mirror, I would have waked up
literally
everyone.
Nobody would have slept that
nobody.
Night.
Nobody.
I'm dramatic enough to be like, excuse me, you're going to sleep? Not me,
Allison's
so neither
gonna
are
have
you.
A rough night at this hostel.
Oh, God. And Allison's not even going to believe me. I need you to go so that way when it happens, you're there.
Yeah, but I'm the one using the Ouija board, so I'm the one causing all the problems, you know?
If you ever get a Ouija board that says, ask friend. You better not include me. By the way, I'm waving at the room right now saying you better not include me.
You know what
me.
Sucks is that she was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, she was the
and
one.
Got targeted.
Ugh.
And that's awful. That really freaked me out.
That sucks that she was like, she wasn't even in the room and she was the one who was like, no thank you on the paranormal experience. And then she had the fucking paranormal. Ugh.
At 3 a.m. Also, the keys jingling on the bars is so creepy.
The thing that's the creepiest though is that like, they like the all the jingling still happened after she saw, because usually when you have like that climatic experience where you see like a ghost, yeah. All of a sudden there's no more activity,
it stops, right?
But it just kept happening,
banging all night,
like how it was shameless.
I would have been so pissed at my friend. I don't know how they're still friends.
I would have been, I bet they're not.
Oh my God, I can't imagine.
Lose them as friends, by the way.
Where are your friends
listening
now,
Alyssa? Oh yeah,
all right. I have a story from Taylor.
Hi Taylor.
This is, the subject line is story about the moon.
All right.
I like the moon.
For now.
Yeah, who knows what the moon does in this story. Hey guys, so I've been listening to your podcast for a few months now. Even though I'm completely caught up, I still re-listen to episodes every day at work. Oh, that's so sweet. I'm always shocked when people aren't tired of us.
I'm tired of us.
Me too. You guys get me through my day. So this story is about my sister, Marissa. I'll try my best to explain in a Sister Marissa. Sounds like a sitcom. Write that down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try my best to explain in a short story, but there's a lot that goes into it. My sister meant the world to me, and it was a really hard and devastating time when she passed away in a car accident 1.5 years ago. Oh, no. That's very sad. I still haven't fully recovered, but thinking of the last few months before her passing really gives me chills. My friend Peter was hitchhiking to California from Pennsylvania, and his first stop was Delaware to visit me and my sister to say goodbye. We sat on the beach and danced, drank, and just had a really good conversation. We looked over to the beach and I swear the moon was sitting on top of the water. It wasn't high up in the sky like usual, but instead right in our face. I mean, it was ridiculous how huge it was. I had never seen anything like it before in my life. It was really something out of a movie. We all joked around saying it was a sign that Peter was on the right track going on his trip and that the moon was symbolic to his journey. Just a month or so later, I was saying goodbye to Marissa before I moved to Philadelphia, and we sat outside for a while talking. We looked up to the sky, and there the moon was again, huge and right on the water. I remember talking to her about how it was so weird the moon looked like that when Peter left, and now again when I'm leaving. I remember thinking for selfish reasons that maybe it was a sign for me instead. Just a few weeks later, she passed away.
Aww.
The most spooky thing about it is that right after her funeral, there it was again, but now in a different place in the sky. I know that it seems like a stretch, but it's too spooky to ignore. I remember talking to Peter about it and telling him the moon didn't come down that night to say farewell to him. It came down to say goodbye to Marissa. About 3 weeks ago, Peter passed away.
Aww.
It's been a really tough time, but now I can't help but wonder if the moon that very first night came down and kissed the water to say goodbye to them both. That was the last time they ever saw each other, and I just feel like it was the universe giving us all one last chance to sit in awe on the beach together. I know that they are both together now, and I'll be sure to look out for any other spooky stuff to come. Sorry for the really long email. Hopefully it wasn't too sad and emotional. You guys are the best. Go Team Wine. But don't worry, I adore milkshakes too. Taylor.
Aw.
That was sad.
At least they, all of them, bonded about the same thing during all of their final conversations.
That is crazy.
Like, all three of them together were talking about the moon.
Yeah.
And then they saw it again, and she was talking to Marissa.
Right.
And then it happened again. She was talking to Peter. That's, and it was like,
true,
all their closing conversations.
That's true. I think it's amazing that she was like, it didn't occur to me until later that, like, what it meant.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like she was looking for that, you know.
Sometimes the world speaks for you.
Wow. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor. And thank you guys for sending in all your stories.
We really appreciate it.
We've come a long way since having to text our friends 5 minutes before recording. So thank you.
Thank you for making that happen.
We have just such a backlog of stories that we're getting through. Like, we thank you, everyone, for sending in so many stories and giving us so much stuff to look through. Yes, literal thousands.
Mm. Just to put a little number on it.
just one little four-digit number with a comma somewhere, like, in there.
Just a couple digits.
We really are just so grateful that enough people listen to us and want us to talk about their stories and get them out there. And
are willing to share with us and with everyone.
Yeah. So we are going to give everyone that donates a little shout out. You guys have been, you have no idea how helpful you're being. And we say it every time, and we're going to keep saying it every time. But thank you, thank you, thank you. And you all deserve a shout out. So that's what we're going to fucking do.
We're going to do now. And also, I want to add, like, some people have said, oh, can you make this out to my girlfriend or whoever? If you go on your Patreon account and change your name, like your first name, we read the first names. Change it to say whatever the hell you want. We'll read it out loud.
Perfect. So,
it's up to you.
All right. I'm not here for the glitz and glam. I'm here to just say your name.
Oh, so, I'm only here for some glam.
And that's why we compliment each other so well. So, to all the 25 donator, patreonator, patrons, whoever you are, to all of you golden saints out there.
That's the word.
Creme de la creme. We are going to say all your names with gratitude now.
Boom. Beep, boop, bop, pow.
Elena, CK, Tara, Brady, Emma, V for Victoria, Sarah, Jessica, Jenna, Deli, Colette, Riz, Anna, and Priscilla, Lauren, Lara, Anna, Kimberly, Chris, Heather, Nicole, Kestrel, Amanda, Scott, Clinton, Jessica, Megan, Sabrina, Christian, Sierra, Heather, Ravioli.
All right. Ravioli Senpai.
I'm about it.
Wait, say the whole name.
Ravioli Senpai, Natalie, Mio, Monica, my aunt.
Oh.
Daniel, Elaine, Stephanie, Justin, Sarah, Ashley, Samantha, Hannah, Antonia, Chloe, Aaron, Liv, Tristan, Drea, Desiree, Amanda, Mr. Blaze, Tessa, Eric, Jennifer, Lisa. Lisa G.
All right, here we go.
And for the $10.
Of course I have to do this when I have a sore throat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We can stop. You want us all just go home now?
All right. Get off your high $25 horse. I'm about to read Team Geo. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Team Geo. Here we go. Emily, Dana, Karen, Andrew, Julia, Michelle, John, Emma, Chelsea, Kelsey, Theron, Jesse, Stephanie, The Lost Kitty, Tyler, Taylor, Jennifer, Meredith, Diana, Ash, Emma, Laura, Lauren, Mallory, Stephanie, Marilyn and Doug, Joshua, Ashley, Madison, Tim, Asia, Griffin, Zell, Lisa, M.
Hey.
Keychain.
Woohoo!
Brooke, Rachel, Aaron, Nicole, Evie, Abby, Jennifer, Kelly, Summer, Elizabeth, Alyssa, Claire, Allie, Amber, Rebecca, Angelica, Selena, Robert, Mandy, Tessa, Casey Lee, Renee, Amber, Siva Koi, Courtney, Kirsten, Molly, Vicky, Jen, Emily, Joe, Yifeng, Chris, Brittany, T-Bones, Sarah, Alondra, Sophia, Sarah, Andrea, Amber, Nadia, Abby, Alexi, Tanya, Jojo, Kaya, pronounced like papaya, Desiree, Chessie, Chloe, Kayla, Lynn, Haley Lyon, Sky, Sierra, Lexi, Rin, Adriana, Kelsey, Julia, Jasmine, Becky, Michelle, Liz, Brianna, Sharissa, Lillian, Amy, Ariani, Audrey, Jen, White Collar Crimes Podcast, Susie, Summer, Megan, Kendall, Jackie, Jamie, Ankiara, Stephanie, Leah, Alyssa, Ave, Emily, Spooky Delight, Samantha, Hazel, Tao, Ashley, Brittany, Courtney, Noel, Lo, Sarah, Jenna, Lindsay, Erica, Lori, Clara, Ricky, Anna, Cynthia, Carolina, Becca Dahl,
Carolina.
Oh, sorry. Cynthia, Carolina, Becca Dahl, Autumn, Carolyn, Kim, Anna, Rissa, Lissy, Sarah, Eve, Eduardo, Zoe, Corinne, Jordan, Kelsey, Sarah, Megan, Benny, Hillary, Alyssa, Amanda, Lily, Kelly, Danielle, Katrina, Stephanie, Katie, Stella, Kim, Meredith, Ruben, Sam, Kara, Brianna, Melanie, Jeremy, Karina, Jillian, Teresa, Cass, Kara, Jessica, Brittany, Katie, Sharla, Honor, Alexandra, Sydney, Charlotte, Ruth, Chelsea, Rachel, Dolores, Mary, Megan, Constance, Kat, Beth, Zara, Alicia, Devin, Laura, Michelle, Marissa, Anita, Lisa, Megan, Hector, Riley, Holly, Betsy, Jackie, Taylor, Jamie, Ava, Patty, Julia, Heather, Iris, Allison, Goforth, Aaron, Megan, Shannon, Batman.
I mean.
Never going to get tired of that one.
Nope.
Beatrice, James, Kyle, Stephanie, Lindsay, Audie, Jessica, Jacqueline, Zephyr, Rachel, Jacqueline, Abby, Jackie, Leah, Callie, Jessica, Claire, Maddie, Marie, Amy, Hillary, Viviana, Aaron, Heather, Julia, David, Diane, Morgan, Amanda, Catherine, Sarah, Leslie, Taylor, LB, Kylie, Amy, Yanelli, Katie, Nicole, Rachel, Kaylee, Sydney, David, Jessica, Hillary, Maxie, Christina, Steph, Aida, Jocelyn, Sarah, Elena, Aaron, Lauren, Sarah Beth, Nikki, Emily, Teresa, Sarah, Caitlin, Wendy, Rose, Lauren and Jess, Aaron, Justin, Angela, Chloe, Caroline, Erica, Tuna, Alexander, Lita, Courtney, Haley, Nicole, Christina, Mia, Shannon, Tara, Adriana, Miranda, Jenny Lee, Morgan, Kayla, Emily, Libby, Carrie, Mish, Danielle, Brandy, Dawn, Haley, Kit, Caden, Nicole, Sarah, Chelsea, Catherine, Shannon, Rosalie, Becky, Jack, Laura, Jackie, Danielle, Ina, Velvet, Elena, Alex, Ashley, Sydney, Carrie, Janie, Abby, Kayla, Tracy, Tammy, Justin, Rayanne, Nicole, Rachel, Jordan, Lisa, Rochelle, Allison, Colin, Erica, Luxia, Carrie, Rachel, Beth, Angela, Lisa, Jessica, Judah, Kate, Sarah, Jordan, Wendy, Carrie Ann, Ryan, Amber, Macy, Mana, Emma, Mary, Alexa, Aaron from Canada.
Hello.
Fresh. Crystal, Kirby, Anna, Serenity, Michelle, Jessica, Jay, Sierra, Lindsay, Mary, Caroline, Christy, Brittany, Caleb, Andrea, Aaron, Michelle, Zhao, Ashley, Danielle, Elena, Molly, Erica, Willow, Julia, MCF, Laura, Dobby, Kia, Aaron, Tiana, Ashton, Linda,
Mama Bear,
Elise, Marisol, Rachel, Cece, Johnny, and Renata.
How did you feel? Did you have a stroke? Did you black out at any point?
My throat fucking hurts.
To any of the people that we just listed, if you have a better idea of how to efficiently say everyone's name, by all means.
And we can't just pre-record it because people are added every week and are deleted every week.
It's a good problem to have, but also help us.
Also, is anyone still there?
No one I know.
All the Sarahs left after the first Sarah.
All right. Here are our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful $5 reward patrons.
Team Sassy. Own it.
Repping my clown school back in the day. Loves and laughs. What up?
Loves and laughs.
All right, guys. Thank you to Tiffany, Jody, Heather, Andrea, Tiffany, Maria, Ziggy, Callie, Dale, Amanda, Cheryl, Faith, Becky, Kayla, Danette, Hannah, Kirsten, Nicole, Aaliyah, and Jose, Lindsay, Abigail, Maggie, Anika, Lizzie, Allison, Andrea, Aaron, Erica, Jelena, Christine, Vinicius, Raya, Megan, Ned, Shauna, Emily, Liz, Ashley, Jess, Amber, Rose, Christine, Danielle, Allison, Anthony, Andrea, Allison, Quincy, Kayla, Lindsay, Chrysor?
We mess this up every time.
Trisor?
I think it's like Chrysor.
Chrysor? I sound like I don't fucking know.
You sound like you're having another stroke.
Chrysor, Laureline, Alphonses.
What's happening?
I don't know. Am I reading that right? Are my eyes going?
I think you're good.
Alphonses, Sammy, Alice, Megan, Shelby, Jamie, Caitlin, Sarah, Lenny, Jessica, Liz, Dee Dee, Carly, Michelle, Dakota, Bianca, Meg, Winter, Mariah, Eric, Julie, Jessica, Rachel, Miranda, Crystal.
Manda,
Crystal, Quebec, Lori, and Drizzle, Leslie, Benita, Sarah, Justine, Stephanie, Camille, Courtney, Megan, Alyssa, Anjan, Dawn, Bella, Emma, Jordan, Kira, Goldie, Danielle, Veronica, Kate, Rebecca, Julie, Emily, Shannon, Brett, Sarah, Stacy, Jocelyn, Becca, Terry, Paula, Xavier, Lori, Judith, Shamblefest, Laura, Megan, Kaylin, Ashley, Amber, Amanda, Sumit, Bella, Alyssa, Justine, Vanessa, Melissa, Sydney, Alex, Morgan, Allie, Emma, Joss, Camille, Sarah, Mariah, Stephanie, Danny, Brittany, Danielle, Hillbilly Horror Stories, Eric, Chelsea, Coral, Wynema, Rebecca, Jennifer, and your brother, Alex Schieffer.
Hey. All right, Team Wine, my peeps, coming at ya with your names.
You lushes.
Coming at you, fellow lushes. We've got Jim, Ruth, Tempest, Jason, Erica, Lindsay, DB, Ashley, It Takes Three, Brielle, Kelly, Darcy, Carol, Nora, Heidi, Linda, Rachel, Sarah, Shauna, Wendy, Leanne, Jessica, Valerie, Maria, Amy, Ginny, Catherine, Lydia, Chelsea, Rebecca, Jacqueline, Cassandra, Amy, Emily, Samantha, Crystal, Rachel, Aaron, Alasia, Sarah, Melanie, Ellie, Leah, Catherine, Jeffrey, Kristen, Jessica, Alyssa, Becca, Madeline, Val, Blanca, Amanda, Brenna, Nora, Alyssa, Elizabeth, Cindy, Veronica, Tessa, Selena, Melissa, That's KC Podcast, Annette, Laura Lee, Samantha, Lauren, Anna, Curly Top, Leslie, Katie, Gus, Xander, Tess, Roly, Lisa, Chelsea, Rachel, Ozga, Jessica, Mimi, April, Nicole, Amy, Paige, Serena, Haley, Taylor, Emily, Aubrey, Christiana, Robin, Mike, Lori, Ashley, Africa, Kathleen, Julia Marie, Nick, Smackery, Shelby, My So-Called Whatever Podcast, Heather, Jill Spawn, Andy C., Andy Do, Brooke, Katie, Deviant Women Podcast, Adrienne, Lexus, Athens Girl, Zoe, and Crystal is amazing. And that's me saying that. She is amazing.
All right, here are to my milkshake favorite lushes of them all.
We love ya.
My carbo loaders, my calorie intakers.
You can keep going if you want.
Well, let's start with your father, Bernhard, and my stepmother, Elizabeth.
It hurts.
Thank you also to Allie, Emily, Whitney, Alexandra, Jennifer, Melissa, Madison, Ashley, Amanda, Madeline, Emma, Lauren.
I think it's Mandolin.
Mandolin, Emma, Lauren, Megan, Caitlin, the Flatwoods Monster.
Oh, boy.
Lou, Leo, Maggie, Julia, Kimberly, Debbie, Allison, Elise, Madison, Molly, Rachel, Janet, Matt, Abby, Sam, Natasha, Maria, Dogwood, Nightingale, Katie, Megan, Katie, Antonia, Sarah, Rachel, Sydney, Allison, Rachel, Sarah, Brianna, Mr. Norwalk.
Nowak.
Fuck. Mr. Nowak, Emily, Hallie, Regina, Justine, Kelly, Danny, Sierra, Bronwyn, Brittany, Angie, Rui, Michael, Alex, Christy, Amanda, Kesha, Jessica, Bree, Jean Marie, Bang Strain Podcast, Ayel, Caroline, Laura, Bobby, at Wolfton, Sam, Carly, Shayla, Bonnie, Sam, Bianca, at Fiona K, 1990, Lisa, Jessica, Andrea, Sue, Toronalulu, Andy, Kirkies from Workies, Patricia, Crime Crazy Podcast, Emily, Jerry, Derek, and Zach.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You guys are all the best. And also, if anyone's still here, which are you?
Probably not.
Aside from Zach, who had to wait to be poor the last Zach. One.
Luckily, I know Zach, so I can just text him thank you once a week
that's
or
fair.
Something
that's
like
fair.
That.
That's fair. He doesn't need to be here. But to everybody else, if you really do have a suggestion for how we can say this in less than 16 minutes, that would be really appreciated.
16 minutes that took.
That took 16 minutes.
Fuck. Okay, so now when you guys, if you're even here, when you see that the listeners' episodes take just as long as a normal episode, it's because we're just saying your names, which is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
You guys, thank you so much. I can't believe we have this many people willing to support us. So
thank you.
You're the best. Thank you so, so much.
All right. We'll peace out now.
Peace out. See you next month on the 1st, which will be April 1st.
Holy crap. April Fools.
See you on April Fool's Day. Or will be.
Or will we?
Drink.
Woof.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.